This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Chris Graham joins us from the Augusta Free Press. How are you, sir?
Hey, ingratiating yourself with the guest. I guess that works.
The first thing we want to do is congratulate you and your team on a fantastic new website. And having created a website before, I know the sleepless nights and very long days that can go into creating a website that you just want to be right. And it is beautiful. Good job.
Well, thanks. And I think we say this every 6 hours or so. I think we finally got it finished. But maybe that'll be the case when we do our next redesign. We'll be working on it until then. But for now, I think it's finished.
It's AugustaFreePress.com. Again, AugustaFreePress.com, one of the leading news sources in the Shenandoah Valley. Chris Graham, the founder and editor, joins us live from the beautiful city of Waynesboro, where we actually had breakfast on Saturday at your Cracker Barrel.
Oh, well, glad to have you. Thanks for the tax dollars.
And I will say, you know that little store in the Cracker Barrel?
Uh-huh.
That rocks.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you.
There's all kinds of knickknacks in there.
Oh,
yeah. I can't leave without buying at least one or two of them.
And I love, they have all those, old toys. And my kids love those.
Last time I was there, I picked up a singing cow. I don't even know what he sings. It was just a novel. Hey, it's a singing cow, you know?
Yeah, good stuff. Speaking of singing cows, how's that for a transition?
Hell yeah.
There's a segue for you. Virginia politics is getting really interesting. And I'm not quite sure where to start, but we'll just start with the election and your thoughts about the historic events now of a couple of weeks ago.
Well, still trying to decompress from all that. We woke up on November 4th in a Virginia that we all knew and loved and had been used to for 44 years, and we've been waking up since then in a different Virginia. At least we can think that with Barack Obama pulling a amount of the popular vote, a percentage of the popular vote that greater than any of a Democrat in this previous generation, aside from Don Beyer in 93 being a homeschooler, and, of course, Mark Warner sending Jim Gilmore packing this year as well. It's a different Virginia, and it's hard to get a grasp of what this means, because I know a lot of attention focused in the national media on Northern Virginia and Richmond and Hampton Roads, the Crescent as we call it here, and the incredible outpouring of votes for Barack Obama there. But our analysis showed that statewide, Barack Obama did better than John Kerry did, than Al Gore did in 2000 and 2004, significantly better. Here in the 6th District, for example, our neck of the woods here in the Shenandoah Valley, he got about 7% more of the vote than John Kerry did in 2004. So really, as much as the popular attention is on Northern Virginia and Richmond and Hampton Roads, the entire state was a part of this. And that's getting hard to figure at this point.
We're talking with Chris Graham, the Augusta Free Press. Chris, I've spoken with some folks who say, well, Virginia is definitely no longer red. It's trending blue. And some others who say, no. This was an anomaly. It's still very red. It's still very center-right. Your thoughts, your take on that.
Well, when Mark Warner gets 65% of the vote in Virginia, you start saying, okay, well, he's very much a center-right Democrat. So looking at it just through that prism, you could say, yeah, sure, it's Democrats who run center-right campaigns win elections. But Barack Obama is not a center-right Democrat. He's a Chicago moderate liberal Democrat. Certainly, you'd look back 20 years ago, George H.W. Bush would have been calling him a card-carrying member of the ACLU. And he wins Virginia. And this is a guy who 20 years ago could never have gotten a sniff in Virginia. And he wins North Carolina as well. But I don't know that it's an anomaly, but also I would tend to agree. I interviewed Tim Kaine last week. Tim Kaine, of course, one of the national co-chairs for the Barack Obama campaign, early supporter of Barack Obama, the Virginia governor, rumored to be a vice presidential candidate early in the process. He says, not so fast, Chris. Don't quite call it blue yet. He said, I think we're leaning, and certainly things could change. And that's what leads us into 2009. With all the accolades that Democrats have been getting the last few years, winning all these statewide elections, I think the pressure's on Democrats next year to make this come to fruition.
Now, we're talking with Chris Graham, AugustaFreePress.com. Speaking of the Democrats in Virginia, three folks are already stepping forward to get that nomination for the governor's race in 2009. Of course, we want to remind people, November of 2009, Virginia will choose a new attorney general, a new lieutenant governor, and maybe a new one, new lieutenant governor, and definitely a new governor. Terry McAuliffe, who will be on this program Wednesday, former head of the Democratic National Committee, the man behind Hillary Clinton's campaign, Cree Deeds, our state senator here from the western part of central and western Virginia, and Brian Moran of northern Virginia. All three want to have the Democratic nomination for governor and run against Bob McDonnell, the current attorney general, who is the likely Republican nominee. What's your take on how this is shaping up?
Well, we traded emails on a couple of these guys trading barbs today.
Yeah.
The Moran campaign putting out a press release with selected quotes from columns and editorials from newspapers across the state from the past couple of months about Terry McAuliffe. Interestingly, they quoted the News Virginian here in Waynesboro, just down the street from me. I'm friends with the editor, but he's ultra-conservative is probably putting it mildly. I think I wrote in my column that he wouldn't endorse a sunny day if a Democrat was the first to see it. And he, they pull quotes from there. So the Moran campaign, or the McAuliffe campaign, responds in kind. And I guess we can say the campaign's already started. We have a June primary coming up, and these guys are already. Now, Cree Deeds, to his credit, or maybe their staff's off today. They didn't respond in kind. So these guys, though, it's going to be a tough battle between these three. McAuliffe will be the one expected to raise money, and that's certainly what he did with the DNC and his role in the Clinton campaigns over the years. He'll be expected to bring a top-notch professional apparatus here to the Commonwealth in this race. Brian Moran's already been establishing a strong base in that respect. He had a lot of the Mark Warner loyalists on his team announced in the past summer, quietly, as we were all paying attention to Barack Obama and Mark Warner and their 08 campaigns. He was building up that staff. And, of course, Cree Deeds announced almost this time last year he'd be running for governor. He wanted to get out in front of everybody. It was no surprise that Moran was going to be in the race, so Deeds wanted to beat everybody to the punch and get his apparatus going, and I think it was early December when he got his campaign up and running. So, these three guys are going to each be tough in their own respect. I mean, Cree Deeds, certainly a guy who, within 360 votes of being attorney general, he'd be the odds-on favorite right now, no question about it, if that 2005 race with Bob McDonnell goes the right way for him. Brian Moran is someone who's a member of the House of Delegates, and we haven't seen a member of the House of Delegates advance from the House of Delegates to the governor's mansion with that one giant leap here in Virginia. But Moran, if there's anybody who can do it, it would be him with his organizational savvy, his name recognition as the Democratic caucus chair in the House. And McAuliffe just brings a whole whole another ball of wax to this thing here, a guy with a national name cachet, and expected to bring just a really top notch campaign to this race. And then on the other side, you got Bob McDonnell, sitting attorney general, who is a very established and within Republican circles well liked man who will be a very formidable challenge for Democrats, whoever the Democratic nominee is in his race.
Yeah, and I totally agree with you on that last point. Bob McDonnell is going to be hard to beat because he's a good campaigner. He's good on the stump. He's had a good record as attorney general. He's very popular Republican leader. The argument, of course, from the left will be that he's too conservative. Is one of those too conservative Republicans. He's moved too far to the right for this new Virginia. One argument they'll be making. Chris, do you think it serves Cree Deeds well just to sort of lay low and let Brian Moran and Terry McAuliffe fight it out in Northern Virginia?
I think that might have to be his strategy because those two guys are, if you're looking at this regionally, they're certainly with their power base are in Northern Virginia. But I think Cree needs to be careful there because he can't let all the attention go to those two guys. We're expecting a primary. I think the two announced candidates anyway, Brian Moran and Cree Deeds, have both said they want a primary to decide this. And if the choice is between if Cree allows the choice to be between Terry McAuliffe and Brian Moran, he runs a distant third automatically. So he's got to be careful. He doesn't want to get in the middle of what seems to be clearly a some sort of a personal feud that's developing here between those two camps. But at that point, he can't just become a non-entity by staying too far above the fray or too far out of the fray, as the case may be. And Cree has his own issues. Cree, I'm sure you've talked to him a lot over the years. I love Cree as a journalist. Cree will tell you anything. Cree is he's a very honest man, and he's very upfront about his thoughts, but in a political context, that can worry some party insiders. And whereas Brian, the interviews I've done with him over the years, he's very disciplined, kind of like a Bob McDonnell, except he's a Democrat in a sense. The way he's very organized and disciplined in terms of delivering his message. I haven't yet talked to Terry McAuliffe yet. We're supposed to have him in Waynesboro next week, so we'll see. Get a chance to gauge him in person. But I expect the same kind of discipline we saw at Hillary Clinton in the most recent presidential cycle. So, I think the challenge is on Cree because those two guys are going to eat a lot of attention from the media and, be able to raise a lot of money. Cree's going to have to figure out a way to combat that in a couple different ways.
We're talking with Chris Graham, the founder and editor at the Augusta Free Press. It's online at AugustaFreePress.com, talking a little Virginia politics. You know, it would be really interesting to see if Cree does get that nomination. We've got a rematch. We've got a Bob McDonnell versus Cree Deeds rematch. They went against each other for attorney general, and Bob McDonnell won by just a few hundred votes out of, what, how many million that were cast? A
couple million cast, yeah. He won by 360 votes. Cree likes to say when he's on the stump, one vote for every seven precincts in Virginia. There are about 2,200 voting precincts in the Commonwealth, and you know, one vote in seven precincts changes things, and he's attorney general right now. And yeah, as much as we're both agreeing that Bob McDonnell's a formidable candidate here, Cree was right there with him. And you know, I know Democrats here in the Valley told me back in 2005 and 2006, their perception was that Cree almost overlooked his base here
in Western
right
now,
Virginia. His district
Charlottesville right now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA.
I remember as a journalist, his schedule seemed to be very heavy on the Crescent. It seemed to be very heavy on Virginia and Hampton Roads in particular.
To interact with Coy and his guests,
you can call
434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at Barefoot at WINA.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network.
Here
visit
almost 4 years later,
but for more.
You know, when you start thinking, when you hear from people who say just a few votes in your home base, Cree. I mean, he represented half of Augusta County in the House of Delegates for 10 years until he ran for the Senate. You know, just a few votes here in his home base, and he's the Attorney General now, the odds on favorite to be the gubernatorial nominee. So I just wonder, maybe he might have learned some lessons there, and of course do what Mark Warner, Tim Kaine, Jim Webb, Barack Obama all have done well in the last 8 years, which is run really strong out here in this part of the state.
Now this primary, the Democratic primary to choose the nominee, the gubernatorial nominee for the Democratic Party for 2009, is in June. That is not going to be a convention. It's going to be a primary where people go to the polls and choose the candidate that they want. But that's open, right? So Republicans could vote in that primary, although Republicans have been trying to close the primaries in Virginia.
Yeah, interestingly enough, I got a note from Bill Bowling. I wrote a column 6 or 8 months ago about that topic where I said, you know, I like it open. I like people being able to go one way or the other. And my side job, I'm a party guy. So for me to say that was interesting. But Bill Bowling said, you know, yeah, we need to, you know, he would advocate a strategy of going to party registration so that we can close those off, and they're not going to be closed off anytime soon. So yeah, that's right. Republicans could influence that. Now Republicans have their own issues. They, of course, their top two spots are cleared up right now with Bob McDonnell and Bill Bowling agreeing to divide up the gubernatorial and lieutenant governor nominations the way they are. But there could be either a convention or possibly a primary for attorney general there too. So if there ended up being a primary, which I kind of doubt, I think they've tended to solve their issues in the last few years with conventions. But if they did go to a primary, then voters would have to choose. They couldn't vote in both primaries. But yeah, there could be a factor. That would be an interesting wild card. There could be a factor of Republicans trying to weigh in. Now, I don't know what the conventional wisdom would say Republicans would want out of a candidate. Those three guys there, you know, I think we could argue all three of those and say, maybe Cree is too folksy to be governor. He would have a chance against McDonnell.
McDonnell would want to run against Terry McAuliffe.
Despite all the money. The outsider, and then you say, Moran's only a member of the House delegate, so you could see a split there, even among Republicans, if they wanted to do that. And
yeah,
I think it might end up being a wash.
Terry McAuliffe, of course, will bring a lot of money to the table, but I think he would be one of the easiest for McDonnell to beat. Because he sort of comes in as a Virginia outsider, even though he's lived in Virginia for a long time.
He's lived in Virginia for a long time. Yeah, the perception issue could be an issue, but I've already thought through that one. If I were the marketing genius behind their campaign, I'd say, well, if I looked it up right, Bob McDonnell was born in Philadelphia and he went to Notre Dame. How Virginia is that? We used to always get our governors from the UVA and UVA law school. So, if we're going to argue outsider status, there's some outsider status there to argue.
Interesting. It's fascinating stuff. Chris Graham is the founder and the editor at the Augusta Free Press, and it's online at AugustaFreePress.com. Chris, thanks so much. Always look forward to it.
Coy, thank you very much.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot at wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.